Things are happening. God's on the throne. Amen. We need to just stay out of his way. Hallelujah. Woohoo. God is good to us all the time. Amen. Would you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us in everything. Amen. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace having been spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. In this, he's talking about something very special. And again, we are in a time where the denial of self is vitally important. But this is what I call the beginning of life. How is there the beginning of life? The beginning of life doesn't start until death. Now, in the physical, life begins at death. In the spiritual, the beginning of life begins at the denial of yourself, which is death to self. Amen? But then there's a completion where, you know, when you and I leave this place, humanity calls it death. We call it life. There's a difference. That is the beginning of life when we leave this place. True life. Amen? And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. There are times when you're groaning and don't even realize you're groaning. There are times when you're just so tired of this place, of yourself, and all the things that's going on, that you want to change. You want to change. Personally, you want to change. You want to leave this place. You want to end this place. Why? Because you want to die. Why? It's the beginning of life. Amen? Things don't seem to be going right and whatever. You know what, Lord? I'm just tired of all of this. I'm tired of humans. I'm tired of attitude, motive, and desires. I'm tired. As we look in the mirror. I'm tired of that person in the mirror. What's going on? We're groaning. We want to be home. So, because we're not going home, then we want home to come here. Does everybody get it? Verse 5. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well please, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Groaning, burdens in this physical state of being, knowing that death is the beginning of true life. Romans 6:5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's new life, isn't it? Amen. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. He who has died is free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be what? Dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as an instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but you are under God's plan of escape. Hallelujah. Reckon yourself dead to sin, but alive to Christ. Why? Where does the beginning of life begin? Death. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we do not want you to be what? Ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of what? We had the sentence of what? Death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Oh, happy days. Sentenced to death is the beginning of life. So if you've been sentenced to death, you got life. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also call all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, being conformed to his death. Oh, hallelujah. Did Jesus grumble and complain? No. He didn't want to go through the pain. Amen? But he did. For me and you. He paid the price. Now we pay the price. Oh, glory to God. Hebrews 11:32. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, and turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their what? Dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial, mockings, and scourges, yes, and of chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Wow. That's pretty intense. Death, those who died were raised to life again. Why? Well, how do you get life? Death. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 30. And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantages is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we what? We die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts what? Good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. This I speak to your shame. Yes, die daily. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to it with one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. End of all things. The end of us. And Luke chapter 9, 23. Then he said to them all, everyone say all. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and he himself is destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes into his own glory and in his Father's of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Daily deny, daily die. Ephesians chapter 2. Beginning of life is the beginning of what? Death. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you were once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Are you going to walk in them if you're alive? No. Only if you're what? Dead. It's a good day to die. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You cannot become the righteousness of God without being what? Dead. Woo-hoo. That's why we call, welcome to the house of death. Oh, glory. And I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, attacks, testings, chastening, tribulations, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or in what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To that, now say it, women, the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. The sufferings of us and the glories that would follow. Amen. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, do what? Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, which is fear, reverence, honor, and respect. Knowing that you are not redeemed by the corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him, believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Wow. We've been grieved by various trials, Why? Because it's death. All of it is about dying. We die daily. We deny ourselves daily. Everything's going, no matter what's going on, we're not first. The last shall be first. So we should be last. Amen. We don't put ourselves first. Amen. That doesn't mean you're stupid and you're going to jump in front of a train and test God. No. Because you're going to get hit and die physically. You'll go home. You'll be with the Lord. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, the beginning of life is truly death. We want to react so many times. We need to respond. Amen. So many times people don't understand because they don't see what's going on with the individual. But that's okay. Just don't react. Trust, rest, and wait. Let God be God and let him lead no matter what. Amen. Forgive and bless and prosper. Does everybody hear that? Forgive, bless, and what? Prosper. Amen. Because it's all working to the good. So, Father, we thank you for everything. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for your teaching. And we love suffering because we love death, knowing that it's the beginning of life for your glory and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.